Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a returning guest, a businessman. He's a married guy. His wife, Becky, and I know each other, and I've known this gentleman for a long time. He comes from a radio background, interestingly enough, years and years ago, and now is in private business. And we're going to be talking about something a bit unique, and that is going to be the adult film industry. Patrick Palmer happens to be somewhat of an expert on that, and we're going to dive into that and more. Patrick, welcome back.
You bet. Great to be back again, Michael.
Yeah, we are here in Ames, Iowa at Cafe Diem, which is a lovely coffee shop full of all kinds of folks. And we're sitting next to a medical student, interestingly enough. And so you were talking about things.
Well, I've never met a stranger, Michael, and you know that.
I know that.
And so I asked her if she was easily offended, and she says, I'm a medical student. There's no way I could be offended.
Exactly. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see in the photograph that we do a little bit later on, this is the official Hawaiian shirt day.
Yes.
In honor of you, sir.
Yes, it is. I always wear a Hawaiian shirt on Friday, no matter what.
There you go. And you said something interesting earlier that, and we can't necessarily say
right,
the word.
The term idiot and Hawaiian shirt are never in the same
right.
sense. You never see someone say, who's that idiot in a Hawaiian shirt?
Right.
Just never, or any other derogatory word.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, that idiot would be a good one. Anyway.
All right, well, so let's talk about your avocation, which has turned into a business, interestingly enough. Last time we talked, and we were here.
Right.
Maybe almost a year ago.
Yeah, the hot chocolate was so good, he came back.
Yeah. So what is it? What do you do? What are you doing?
What I do on the side, and I have another business as well, and I do some gig work. The gig work is fascinating, too. That's a whole different topic of Uber and Lyft and Spark for Walmart. That's a whole different topic. But anyway, I make some money, and it's a meager existence of selling autographs of the adult entertainment stars. So you've got a Mickey Mantle autograph baseball card,
right.
And that's worth some money.
Big time.
Big time. Well, this isn't probably as worth as much. You know, if you've got a autographed John Holmes picture, or autographed Seika picture, you're not looking at a lot of bucks, but to the right person, the right collector, it's worth a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
So when we're talking, and one of the things I think, and we talked about this earlier in another broadcast, one of the things that you do is you tend to favor, if that's the correct word, some of the aging adult film stars that are out there, both men and women.
Right, right, absolutely. The golden age was an age of filmmaking from about 1968 to about 1983 or so. And then you had the silver age. It kind of all depended on if it was on film or video cassette. And the adult entertainment industry is one of those businesses where Betamax ruled the world when it first came out. The quality was better. Everything was better, except the adult entertainment industry says we can't get enough content on that tape.
Really?
And so they pushed for VHS. And so anyway, VHS now is our standard because of the adult entertainment industry.
A little known fact
from the adult
entertainment industry. Patrick Palmer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about that very topic. You travel to some of these exotic conventions?
Conventions. They're just like next month or later this month is the what they call the National in Chicago. That's where they bring a lot of baseball players and football players in, and they sign autographs all day long and take selfies. Well, this is the same thing. They bring all the major adult stars in to what I call what's called Exotica. Earlier in their year, of course, you had the AVN convention and the X3 convention. I was at the X3 convention. And then now back to Exotica in Chicago. And now as we're broadcasting on this is on Sunday, I'll be wrapping up day three at Exotica in Miami.
Yeah, and full disclosure, your wife Becky has often gone with you.
Yeah, Becky goes with me. She, as of late, I say, Becky, do you want to go? oh, have fun with your little friends. And so she is, has been to enough to see what's offered. She's friends with the same people I'm friends with. They kind of give her a bad, they give her the business a little bit, you
I'm
know.
Sure.
And there's always this black cloud of cheating. Oh, you go to Chicago, you're going to cheat on your wife. No, that's not what the adult stars are looking for. They're not looking for a fat white guy like me. But they're looking for a friend.
And I think this is the human interest side of this whole story. Adult film stars have a cloud over them as well.
Right.
I mean, you know, they're naughty people, mm-hmm. and they do things that other folks don't, but do behind right. closed doors. Mm-hmm. They're just doing this for entertainment purposes. There's a lot of folks that look at this, especially on the female side, and say, well, this is an industry that takes advantage of females and is not a good representation.
That the script flipped on that a number of years ago, thanks to the pandemic, when females could say, no, this is my content, and I own this, and you don't, and I'm selling it, and I'm making the money, and you aren't.
So it's my business.
It's my business now, and they have to file a 1099. All these cam sites or whatnot, they send out 1099s, just like, you know, if you're a freelance Uber driver.
Right.
And anyway, the ladies have really taken over, which they should have all along. It's their content. It's their, the guys are lining up to see them.
So the smoky back room guy who is producing all these videos has kind of dissipated, and the women who are stars in their own right now of some kind are making the content and then making the money there.
That's right.
But it's not always been that way. And that has been a financial burden on so many of the golden age stars. Would that be accurate?
Right, because they got paid in cash. It was a, they call them one-day wonders. You do your scene or your movie in one day. They pay you out, and women made more than men, but not that much. Anyway, so they left home with cash in their pocket. They didn't invest it, and that was it.
Wow. And many fallen, we talked earlier, have fallen on some hard times.
Right. Case in point, the Deep Throat is making its 50th year.
Now, Deep Throat, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar, Linda Lovelace, I think.
Linda Lovelace, yeah, made that movie. And
50 years ago?
50, and now it's 51 years ago.
Yeah, oh, my
gosh. It came
out
in June of 72. And if we don't remember where we were in June of 72.
I happen to remember where I was in June of 72. Thanks.
But anyway, land breaking records of movie sales and receipts. Everybody went to see it. Jackie Onassis went to see it. It was the topic of Johnny Carson's monologues forever. Walter Cronkite would lead the news off with it because of the judges and whoever wanted to shut the movie down. But anyway, it's making its 50th anniversary tour around the world. And so what happened was it went around the world, of course, after the pandemic. And so it's played everywhere. And it decided they were going to bring it to the West Coast, L.A., and then San Francisco and Oakland. Well, one of our Golden Age stars, a friend who used to work for the railroad. He worked for the railroad, and it just happened that he's not destitute. It's just when, like, you need a car repair, that time of the month hits, and there's too much month at the end of the money.
Yeah.
And he didn't have money enough to go to San Francisco and spend the night, appear at the event, and so we raised money for him to go.
You did?
Yeah. And it was about, you know, I'm a believer, and nobody has to give a huge amount of money. If 20 people give $20, that's $400. That beats me asking four people for $100, right. And they'll say, no.
And who is, how are you connecting with people to be able to help this aging adult film star?
I have a group on Facebook called Adult Entertainment Autographs.
Okay.
And you have to be 18 to be in it, and we review every person that comes in the group. Anyway, so we also have former adult stars in the group, and this gentleman happened to be in there, and I said, John, you need to be at this event. This is, he's got some health problems, and I would say this probably would be his last hurrah as far as attending a gathering like this. And so anyway, we sent him there, and we raised the money at $20 a piece, and not four people at $100 a piece, and everybody was happy to give, and some gave more, some gave less, but we put him up in a hotel, got him a bus ticket there and back, and
threw
a couple meals in with it. Yep.
Wow. So this is really an amazing human interest story, Patrick, because it's not the salacious stuff that one would first think about.
No.
And I find that really interesting. So once again, on Facebook, what is it called?
I think it's called Adult Entertainment Autographs.
Got it.
I'm the owner, or I'm the group manager of it. I can't remember that. But if you type in those three words, you're going to come pretty close.
All right. And so this is something that you keep up. And
yep.
The last time we talked, you were doing a Facebook Live or some kind of a live entertainment thing where you would invite some of these stars in, have a conversation with fans?
Yep, every Sunday night on Zoom. You have to be a member of this group, so there's nobody under age in the group. And there is no nudity anyway. Zoom doesn't allow it. You know, Facebook doesn't allow it. YouTube's not going to allow it. So everybody keeps their clothes on.
Of course.
And we talk about adult topics, of course. That's what they did. But there's no, you know, there's no nudity. Stuff like that.
What are some of the common questions that people ask in these forums? I mean, let's say you've got Ginger Lynn on.
Oh, how did you get started? And what, you know, you're from the Quad Cities. How did you make it to L.A.? And how did you, you know, the unique thing about Ginger Lynn right now is during her career, she made about 75 adult films.
Ginger Lynn is from the Quad Cities?
Yeah, originally.
Oh,
yeah. And so anyway, now she's just made movie 76 of Mainstream.
Really?
And so she's really flipped the script. She's been in a lot of horror movies. She was, if you are keep up with the American Pie genre of the comedy American Pie, she was in the straight-to-DVD American Pie movie called Band Camp. She was the nurse. And there were 8 American Pie movies, but she was in Band Camp, and that was a kind of a neat one, too. And she's got lines, and she's she doesn't play a porn star or anything in every movie.
Right.
You know, she's an actress. I know she's got a new one called The Gifted, where she can talk to dead people, and that was she did a GoFundMe on that and raised money for that. And if you gave the amount of money that the GoFundMe required, or whatever the fundraising was, you got to be in the movie with her as a walk-on or something like that.
Ginger Lynn.
Yeah.
Roughly how old is Ginger now?
I think Ginger just turned 60 or 61.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you know her.
Yeah, yeah. We spent a weekend together in Chicago in April, and her and Christy Canyon roomed together, and we went out to eat a couple different times, went for pizza and went for some fish thing they had over at the other bar. I hadn't had salmon patties in a long time since I was a kid. And a place serves salmon patties.
Patrick Palmer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He has a very unique hobby and also business. We'll talk about that here in just a second. But part of his hobby is also money-making with helping aging porn stars with their autographed photographs, but also going to some of these events and setting them up and running them. Tell us about that.
Yeah, for example, we were at Exotica in Chicago in April, and another guy was supposed to run the booth. He bought all the stuff. He bought the girls' transportation, bought their hotel rooms. He spent about $10,000 on rooms and transportation. And so anyway, what happened was he was on his way over and got in a car accident. And he got in this car accident, and he couldn't make it. And so I had to run the booth for him, 11 girls, egos like stained glass windows. I mean, they're all fragile. And, you know, some showed up 10 minutes before the show started, stayed till 10 minutes after the show was over. Some came in 4 or 5 hours out of the whole deal, and some came in 2 hours out of the whole weekend.
Now, these people who were in the booth with you and signing autographs, Were they current stars? Were they retired?
There were four adult video news or AVN Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
We had Christy Canyon, Ginger Lynn, Lynn LeMay, and Brittany Andrews. They were four of the called feature stars that we put up in the front. Now, there is a girl, Avalon Mira, and you can look these up, just not at work. and she's got 4 million TikTok followers.
What?
Yeah. And so he says, you know, she's just getting new into adult entertainment, but if she puts out on TikTok that she's in our booth several times, that's
going to draw some people.
A lot of exposure there, literally. One girl had no pictures. She'd made a handful of scenes, and she stood there and stood on her feet in high heels for 6 hours a day just to take pictures of people for $10.
Really?
And she did okay.
And this is a booth in a convention center.
Right, right.
And that are filled with all kinds of stuff.
It was a record number of people in Chicago. I think people finally got over the COVID deal, and they finally came out, and my goodness, it was huge. Record crowds.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Mostly men or some women?
I've got a picture of the stage where they have stage shows continually. Well, they'll have a twerking contest, or they'll have a BBW, a Big Beautiful Woman fashion show. And because we got to know that adult stars don't just come in a size zero.
Right.
There are girls who are heavier, and they celebrate that. And the amount of women that were lined up for that, watching those shows, was just incredible.
Hmm.
And, of course, the Friday night is women get in free. And so, of course, they have some firefighters come in, and they take the stage, and they don't keep they don't keep their firefighting clothes on very long.
Oh, I see.
A male adult review. Yeah. But since they serve alcohol there, there's no nudity there either.
Okay.
So it's 18 and over, and 21 if you're going to be in the VIP area, because that's where the liquor is. But no, it's a unique experience, and I'm not glorifying pornography, but it's just another convention.
Right, and this has been going on for some time.
This was their 50th show.
50 years?
No, 50th
show. 50th show.
Yeah, so they do four a year, and this was their 50th show.
Okay.
So they've done it a little over 10 years.
Wow. And now at Exotica,
right,
where you're headed in Florida.
Yeah, now that's while the show's airing, I'll be in Florida right now.
And what happens? Same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah?
It's a different, Miami's a different crowd.
To Miami. Yeah.
I was there a couple years ago at Exotica, too, and a different crowd. They don't buy a lot of stuff. They just come in and look around, and oh, that's nice. They don't have the crowd there, and they don't have the star power there either.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about JT.
Yeah.
What is this?
So JT Collectibles is kind of what I do. That's my legal banking business term, I guess you might say. I run the photos through and sell photos. They just make the checks out to JT Collectibles and away we go.
What got you into all of this? Where did this, did this spring out of your entertainment world as a disc jockey in radio?
Yeah, before that, I was
really?
When I was going to college, there was an adult bookstore in town, or adult movie theater in town, and I'd seen Deep Throat when I was a little younger than 18, unfortunately. But anyway, so I had just gone, and every Tuesday was new movie day, and they run them twice, and I sat there and watched the movies, and I thought, who does this? And so I wanted to learn more, and you know, some went on the back burner. Different people I was with, girlfriends I was with, didn't enjoy it as much as I did, and some did. And I've got a wife who says, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she's friends with all of them, too. And so I thought, you know, a number of them are down on their luck, but they have no – they're not going to go to the photo mat and get 500 copies of themselves printed. They aren't going to order on Amazon the mailers and go to the post office and do all this and that.
So you do that for them.
So I do that. It's a service for them, yeah.
And I would imagine because everybody knows everybody in this industry, word gets around that the person to go see to get this done is?
Me, yep.
Patrick Palmer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I interviewed a gal the other day who was a Golden Age star, and And she says, you know, she says, I told somebody about this, and they said, oh, haven't you done his Zoom show yet? That's a thing. And she says, it's a thing. And they said, yeah, this is a thing. So anyway, so, every Sunday night I've done 175 shows so far every Sunday night.
Amazing. Well, I happen to be aware of that because during the pandemic, when you were doing this, I did tune in a couple
of
times.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating, really.
Yeah, because it wasn't salacious. It
no.
wasn't, you asked a question. I mean, it wasn't, you know, how many guys you've been with. Or, it was just, how'd you get started? Where are you from? And they don't want to answer some of that stuff, but you know, we don't get into personal stuff. I don't
sure.
care what religion they are, or what political party they are, or anything like that. I don't say, how many kids do you have? No, that's not the professional part of it.
So you just want to know about the business of being a porn star.
Right. And if they want to say, my wife or my husband or my kids, then that's up to them.
Yeah, right. Patrick Palmer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is a returning guest to this broadcast and has been with us several times talking about his other businesses. And now we're talking once again about the adult film industry. Where do you think, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Where do you think it's going? There are so many. I need to think about how to say this. You and I have a mutual friend who is in this business.
Right, right.
And he lives in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's called The House That Porn Built or something
right,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll be going down there next week to see one of the gals
of
who's going to be filming there. And I don't go out to the house, but I meet her at the hotel. And we do lunch and we talk about some interviews with her. And she'll sign a few photos for me and I'll sell those for her. And we'll have a nice time. She's had a habit of calling me up at 2 in the morning. I got to break her of that habit.
Right, yeah, that's probably not going over well no. at the house. But I'm trying to remember the name of... So he's got really a unique thing. And curiously enough, we knew each other back in the broadcasting days, this
right,
gentleman who's
right.
running this. And he said to me 25 years ago, he said, you know, Michael, if I ever get the chance, I'm going to go into the porn business.
There you go.
And he did.
He did.
And he's made all kinds of money. Was it Private something?
Private Society.
Private Society is the name of his online business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's made a mint.
Right. He has. And I've been down there several times to talk to various stars that have filmed for him and done some autographs and meet and greets and interviews and things like that. And I've never been out to his house. I haven't seen Dave in 40 years.
Really?
He used to work at Carroll, I think.
Yeah, well, in Fort Dodge.
Fort Dodge and Carroll, yeah. I say, oh, that's back when I worked at Twin Lakes. I mean, that's as long as that's been ago. So,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
But, yeah, he did that. And so back in the very early days when you would go into the CD bookstore with the raincoat on, you would go into a booth and you would watch various scenes.
Right.
Just one scene, and it was just whatever. Now they're getting back to that. These actors are just making one scene, putting it on OnlyFans or Minivids or Loyal Fans or wherever they're putting the scene, and people are buying that scene. They're
Got
not
it.
Buying movies anymore. They're buying a scene. And so we're almost reverting back to the old days the way it was.
Yeah.
Now with AI and all this sort of stuff, the adult industry is frantic on what they're going to do and how to keep up with it. So they just don't know.
So my question was, where is this going into the future? And you say we're going back to the future where individuals are filming scenes and then putting it on various places out there
right.
where individuals can access
mm-hmm.
that content. And there are member sites out
yes,
there, from what
yes.
I understand.
Private Society is a member site.
Correct.
Yeah.
yeah. And you pay X amount of dollars, and I understand they even have parties for their members. From
they
time
do.
To time.
They do.
Wow. How interesting this business is. And it is a business. I mean, you know, and that's what we feature here on Inside on Business. And so we hope we haven't offended anybody, but it is really a unique look at at what used to be kind of an underground thing, but is almost mainstream today.
It is, because if you look at the companies that support it, if you've got adult films in your motel room, that hotel chain supports it.
So I hadn't thought about that.
So I mean, it travels a long way.
Yeah, it does.
And
Patrick Palmer has been our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Patrick, for filling us in on this. You know, I follow you on various social media platforms, and it's always entertaining and always interesting to catch up with you. And, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to see the stunning shirt that Patrick has on today in honor of Hawaiian Flower Day.
I will say one more thing, if I can.
Yeah.
I'm doing a private signing in Delray, Florida. I've already done it. But anyway, this week. And two old-time adult film stars and one child star lives in the same town. I said, come on over. We're going to get you in here, and we're going to sign some autographs and make you some money. Mason Reese.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Mason Reese lives in the same town as where I'm going to be. And I said, Mason, my grandma held you in such high esteem. When I was a kid, I lived with my grandma, and Mason and I are the same age. And it was always, well, I bet Mason would finish his vegetables. Well, I bet Mason would make his bed. You know, when Mason was on the Mike Douglas show, my grandma lost her mind.
Really?
And then there was one scene on the Mike Douglas show where they brought out Harry Chapin, and he sang Cats in the Cradle.
Yes.
And Mason cried.
I'm sure.
And my grandma was almost in tears. She was cursing at the TV, and it's always fun when old people swear anyway. But cursing at the TV, get him off there. Get that man off there. Mason's upset, you know, like they could hear her.
Yeah. But, Mason Reese.
Mason Reese.
I'll be darned. Your tentacles go far and wide,
yeah,
my friend.
And then Mason's older brother, Lanny, went to school and was best friends with our friend Herschel Savage.
Really?
Yeah.
I said final question. I feel like Columbo sometimes. How is Herschel?
Herschel's doing good.
Good.
He's doing good. He's.
I ask you that because I know you brought him to Iowa.
Yeah,
and he experienced Iowa for the very first time.
Yeah, we went out there in January and hung out with him for a while, and we both picked the same barbecue place to go to. He loves barbecue. He loves Jethro's in Iowa, and he loves Tanks and Rudd. And so we went to a very famous person's barbecue place. I'm not going to mention it. And it was the worst barbecue we have ever had.
There you go. Patrick Palmer, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I really appreciate it. Well, that's a wrap for the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Patrick Palmer, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.